Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Christians always face the temptation of becoming like the world. That was Paul's reason for admonishing the Roman Christian. Do not fall in with the fleeting passions of this world, nor be yourselves fashioned to them. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Worldly people think you are strange or worse when you do not run with them to the same excess of dissipation. In fact, they will often speak evil of you for your devotion to God and to His Word. 1 Peter 4:4. But we must always remember who we are and whose we are. Many liberal colleges and universities have professors whose moral values are on a par with barnyard animals. For example, George and Nina O'Neill's book, Open Marriage, downgrades the sacredness of the marriage bond. Theoretically, they say, marriage should not be necessary to have a full-time one-to-one relationship. You should not need marriage to legitimize a child, for that matter. Page 24. Sexual promiscuity not only exists on most American college and university campuses, it is enthusiastically encouraged. Television and the movies have adversely affected the stability and strength of the home. According to those who have studied these matters carefully, almost no movies depict fidelity in marriage as the desirable way to live. Adultery is so much more exciting and fulfilling than settling down to one woman or to one man. Only backwoods ignoramuses believe that one man and one woman should tie themselves down for a lifetime. When young people are constantly bombarded with that message, what do you honestly think they will do if and when they get married? Are they likely to be faithful to each other until death separates them? Many of the popular songs, country, pop, rap, and otherwise, glorify a variety of sex partners. You may remember a country song that was popular a number of years ago. One has my heart, the other has my name. Glenn Campbell's song, Gentle on My Mind, did nothing to support long-term relationships. One song, Afternoon Delight, was not describing a tea party. When children and young people hear these songs, oftentimes with delightful rhythm and music, what are they supposed to learn from them? Oh, I'm aware of the argument that these songs do not have any bearing on what young people or older ones do. Do these objectors know how the mind influences behavior? Solomon commanded, "Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Proverbs 4:23. That which captivates our minds will likely determine our behavior. Is that not the reason Jesus condemned not only committing adultery, but also thinking adultery? Matthew 5:28 and 29. It is important that I ask you, do churches share any of the blame for the incidents of adultery in the United States? Do they tell adulterers that they will be lost if they do not repent of their sins? Galatians 5:19 through 21. Do they tell adulterers that repentance means a change of mind resulting in a change of life? What if a couple is living in adultery? Will they have to change to be members of those churches? Did you know that adulterers are in leadership position in some religious groups? When the Clinton-Lewinsky affair broke on the scene, did preachers use the president's foolish behavior to teach young people about adultery? I would like to appeal to parents and to all other leaders in this great nation to tell our young people how ungodly and destructive adultery is. If we do not, we shall have to suffer the consequences. We thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.